Just like in Pinellas County, in Lee, health department property is owned by the county or leased by outside corporations and not owned by the state. But Lee County Health Department spokeswoman Diane Holm points out that health departments in every Florida county are state agencies required to follow state departmental policy.
Normal departmental practice dictates that we do not allow outside organizations to access Department of Health office space and information technology systems to conduct activities.
In Collier County, health department services don't include primary care. That's why spokeswoman Deb Millsap says she doesn't think the health department is where people will be going for guidance or signing up for coverage on the online health exchanges.
The thought is that it makes most sense that the navigators will be wherever people seek primary care right now. And that could be in emergency rooms. It could be in the federally qualified health care centers like Healthcare Network of Southwest Florida.
Millsap says that exactly where navigators will set up shop in Collier County remains to be determined. Federal Health and Human Service officials, along with supporters of the Affordable Care Act, have been critical of the directive barring navigators from health department sites in Florida. An estimated 3.2 million uninsured Floridians will be eligible to buy coverage once the new health insurance marketplace opens October 1st. John Davis, WGCU News.